B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psochim Daf Kuf Aleph. We're going to start three lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Oysom b'nei Adam, those people, shekidshu b'beis haKnesses, where they make Kiddush in the shul. There was a custom to make Kiddush on Friday night, on Yom Tov night, in the shul. Then Omar Rav, Rav says, Yedeyayin lo yotzu, even if they drank some of the wine in the shul, after hearing the Kiddush, and part of the Kiddush is Hagofen, nonetheless, when they come home, they have to make another Hagofen if they want to drink wine. Yedei Kiddush Yotzu. They were Yotze Kiddush, but Hagofen, the Birchas Anenin, you made a Hagofen, the Hagofen you made in shul is not, cannot exempt your wine that you're drinking when you get home. Since you've changed your place, you're in a new place, you have to make a new Bracha Rishayna. Kiddush, however, you heard Kiddush, you only have to hear Kiddush once. And Rav holds that even if you didn't drink any of the wine, you heard Kiddush, then your Yoitza, and we're going to see Rav does not hold that Kiddush b'mokim suda. Rav says, even if you're not eating the meal in the place you heard Kiddush, the Kiddush is still a valid Kiddush. Ushmuel Omar, Shmuel argues with Rav and says that not only do I agree with what you, Rav, said, that wine, the Hagofen, if you change your place, you have to make a new Hagofen, but after you de Kiddush lo yotzu, since you didn't eat your meal where you had the Kiddush is invalid for you, and you have to actually make Kiddush again when you get home. Says the Gemara, Elo l'Rav, lo mele l'kedushe bebeisei. According to Rav, why does this person, let's say he doesn't want to drink any more wine, why should this person want to make Kiddush again when he gets home? He's heard Kiddush in shul. Answers the Gemara, k'dei l'hoitzi bonov b'nei beisei. He might have his wife and his children and his family members who he wants to be moitzi them to from Kiddush, and that they have to hear Kiddush, so he makes Kiddush for them. But indeed, according to Rav, he himself does not need to make Kiddush. According to Shmuel, that making Kiddush in shul does not exempt you from Kiddush because you're not eating the meal there. The Kiddush has to be b'mokim suda in the place you eat your meal, and that when you come home you have to make Kiddush again. Why are they making Kiddush in shul at all? Answers the Gemara, lafuke urchim yudei chayvason. There were guests that were eating in a room adjacent to the shul there. Or they were eating maybe in the shul, they would eat and drink v'gonu and sleep b'beiknishta in the base haknesses, or in a side room just off the base haknesses, and then it's considered a single place. It's not called that they're changing their place. So for those guests, they need to hear Kiddush. We make Kiddush for them. But they indeed are eating the meal there. They're eating their suda there. It's Kiddush b'mokim suda. For them, the Kiddush is valid. Says the Gemara, Va'ozdo Shmuel Letamei, this is Shmuel's opinion, Shmuel who argued with Rav and said that Yidei Kiddush lo yotza. This is an old, we know that Shmuel holds this way, the Omar Shmuel, Ein Kiddush Ela B'mokim Suda. There's a rule, Shmuel, amongst others, will soon see, they hold that Kiddush has to be B'mokim Suda. Sovur Mino, there were those that understood that Hanamili, when do we say that you need to be Kiddush b'mokim suda? What's considered mokim suda? Or more accurately, what's considered changing your place? Mi bayis lebayis, going from one house to another house. Avol mi mokim lemokim b'chad beisa, but going from one place to the next within a single home, loy, that they assumed that's not called shinui mokim, not called change of place. Omal hu Rav Onon bar Tachlifa. Rav Onon bar Tachlifa said that he seemed to argue with this, and he held that even from place to place in one home is considered changing a place, and you have to make Kiddush in the place that you're in, the very same place as you're going to eat. Or more accurately, you have to eat in the place that you're making Kiddush. So what did Rav Onon say? Zimnin Zgiyin, many times, Hava Ko'imna Kameda Shmuel, I was standing in front of Shmuel. V'nochis, and he would go down from Me'igra La'ara, from the rooftop, down to the ground floor, which is where he would eat, v'hoda mekaddish, and he would make Kiddush where he was going to eat. So you see that even going from the roof to the ground floor, which is not a different home, it's two places in the same home, nonetheless, Shmuel held that it's considered a shinui mokim, and it's not good enough to make Kiddush on the roof and eat the meal on the ground floor. So not like Sovru Minah, not like you wanted to say in the name of Shmuel that Mimokim lemokim in Bechad Beisa in one home is not called Shinui Mokim. No, I have proof that Shmuel himself holds that Mimokim lemokim Bechad Beisa is called Shinui Mokim. Says the Gemara. Now Gemara is now going to bring a number of other Amiroim who hold that Kiddush has to be b'mokim suda. Va'af Rav Huna sovar ein Kiddush ele b'mokim suda. He holds the same as Shmuel. The Rav Huna Kaddish. Rav Huna made Kiddush. V'is'akro le'ishrago. And the lamp fell down and extinguished. And now you can't have a meal in the pitch dark. Va'ailu le'lemone, he took, before they managed to start the meal, after Kiddush, they took all their utensils, le'be'gnone, to the chuppah, to the bridal canopy, the rabba bray, to Rav Huna's son, rabba, and the hava shragan, over there were candles, v'kodish, and he made Kiddush again, v'toyim midi, and he ate his meal there, he tasted something, obviously he tasted bread, but he tasted some bread to have Kiddush b'mokim suda. Alma, so you see from this incident with Rav Huna, Kosovar ain Kiddush ele b'mokim suda. Had he argued with that, had Rav Huna held, like Rav, that Kiddush does not have to be b'mokim suda, then he may have gone to his son to eat the meal, he wouldn't have to make Kiddush again. So you see that Rav Huna also held, like Shmuel, that Kiddush has to be b'mokim suda. V'af Rabba sovar, Rabba also holds ain Kiddush ele b'mokim suda, the Omar Abaya. Abaya relate that ki havina bei mar, when we used to stay, when we were with our master Rabba, ki hava mekadish, when he would make kiddish, Omar alon, he would say to us, te'imu midi, taste some bread. And Tosu says it must have been some bread, something that can be called a suda. Taste something. Why? Because if you don't taste something here with the kiddish, dilma ada azlisu leushbizo, maybe the time you get to your hosts, Miss Akrele Shraga, his lamps will have been extinguished already. And then you're not going to make Kiddush there in the pitch dark where you're going to be eating. Then you will not have made Hard Kiddush b'mokim suda. And to rely on the Kiddush of here, and then you've heard Kiddush, and then you'll go back to your hosts, and either you'll eat the meal there, or you won't eat your meal there, at least you'll have heard Kiddush, that also doesn't work. So it seems the way that Abaya said over what happened with Rabba, that Rabba used to tell his people, Talmidim, taste something, it seems that Rabba held, Ein Kiddush, Ela B'mokim Suda. Asks the Gemara, Eini, I seems to have a contrary opinion of Rabba. V'omar Abaya, did Abaya not say that kol mili demar, that everything that Rabba did, whenever those machlekas, Rav or Shmuel, then Rabba would also follow Hava Ovid Karav, that Rabba would always follow Rav, not Shmuel, besides for three places we're about to mention. And over here Rav says that there is Kiddush shaloi b'mokim suda. Why? What makes you think that, or how can you, Abaya, say in the name of Rabba, that Rabba holds ein Kiddush ele b'mokim suda? How is he following Rav? How is he following Rav? We know you, Abaya, told us that Rabba always followed. How is he following Shmuel? You, Abaya, told us that Rabba always followed Rav. What are the three places? Lebar mehanoch tlas. Besides, for three places, the Ovid k'Shmuel that Rabba would follow Shmuel. What are they? Number one, matirin mibeged lebeged. It's mutter to untie the tzitzis of one four-cornered garment and place them on another four-cornered garment. And this is a sugya. Sugis elsewhere. Umadliken mineru lener. And when lighting the Hanukkah candles, you're allowed to take a flame from one of the candles and light a second candle, which is also sugis elsewhere. And v'alocha kerub Shimon. And the halacha is like Reb Shimon that a dovo she'ene miskaven on Shabbos. If you're doing one of the melachos on Shabbos without intending to, without wanting to, then it's mutter. Begreira, a case would be when dragging a heavy chair, table along on the ground, and inevitably you'll be making a ditch, or I don't know if it's inevitable, but could well be that you'll end up making a ditch which is similar to ploughing. But since the Einam is Kavin, I have no intentions of ploughing, it's mutter according to Reb Shimon. And Shmuel held the halacha was like Reb Shimon, and Rabba followed Shmuel in this aspect. The Tani we learned in a braisa, Reb Shimon Oimir, Goyer Adam, a person can drag mitar, heavy bed, kisei, a heavy chair, b'safsal, a heavy bench, b'shabbos on Shabbos, or b'lvad shelo yiskavin, nasus charitz, as long as you don't have the intentions of making a ditch. So what do we see from here? That besides for these three cases, Rabba always followed Rav. So why here does Rabba hold, like Shmuel, the ein kiddush ele b'mokim suda? Answers the Gemara, k'chumra derav hava ovid. Whenever Shmuel was makel, And Rav was machmir, he would follow Rav, besides for these three places here, where he would be makel like Shmuel. However, kekule de Rav lo yava ovid, but when Shmuel was machmir, like here that Shmuel holds ein kiddush ela b'makim suda, Rabba had no issue with following the chumras of Shmuel, and therefore Rabba held like Shmuel, ein kiddush ela b'makim suda. Continues the Gemara, and this is now a third opinion. And this third opinion is not really related to Kiddush. It's going to be related more to the Brocha Rishona, to the Yayin, to the Hagofen, and that's going to take us into the next sugya. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan says, Af yede Yayin nam yotza, that your yotza even with the Hagofen. You made the Hagofen in one place, in the shul, and then you go home and you want to drink wine, you do not need to make another Hagofen. And this is Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. Omer b'chonin, Omer abaya, Omer of p'dos, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. It was said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Echod shinu yayin. Irrespective of whether you're at a meal and you made a hagofen on one type of wine and then you're drinking a different type of wine, then either in that case, v'echod shinu mokoim, or even if there is a shinui mokoim, if you made hagofen and drank wine in one place and now you're going to a different place, then in both those cases, ein tzarich levorich, you do not need to make another bracha rishona, and the original hagofen applies even to a new place. And we're going to see later, the Rashbam is going to prove from the Gemaras later that this is not only because it was wine, and we're soon going to see that wine has a special bracha afterwards. It's not bayrin nefoshes like water, fish, fruits and vegetables, which you make a bayrin nefoshes afterwards. Wine is one of the shivas haminim, you make al hagefen on it, ein sholosh, and since you make a special brocha after it, I may have thought it's only in that case where Rabbi Yochanan says that since you must make a brocha, if you want to make a brocha achreina, you have to make it where you drank the wine, and since you didn't make a brocha achreina, it's as if it's an extension of your original drinking. Even if you change your place, you do not need to make another hagofen. Maybe only there, ein shinui mokim tzorich levorich, that you do not need to make another bracha. It's going to be apparent later that even on other things, fruits and vegetables, even when the bracha achreina is bayrin nefoshes, even in those cases Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold, shinui mokim is never an issue. So that's Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. Changing place to place, even though we were discussing the case of the wine, but this Rabbi Yechanan letameh, Rabbi Yechanan says that shinui mokim ein tzorich levorich, if you change place, you don't need to make a new bracha rishona. That is across the board, according to Rabbi Yechanan, all brachas. Says the Gemara Meisvei. We have a question on that. It's explicit in the Brice, and we have to remember this Brice. It's going to be quoted a few times now. Meisvei, shinui mokim tzorich levorich. It's explicit in a brisa that if you change place, you have to make a new bracha rishayna. Shinu yayin ein tzorech levorich. Changing the different types of wines, you don't need to make a new agofen, but if you change your place, you do need to make a bracha. Says the Gemara immediately, tiyufta Rabbi Yochanan tiyufta. This is going to be one of the refutations against Rabbi Yochanan, who says that shinu mokim ein tzorech levorich. It means even though later we're going to find that there are those who say that shinu mokim tzorich levorich is only talking about fruits and vegetables, water and things like that, not wine or anything from grains where you have a special brocha after it, that the virtue of the fact that you didn't make that brocha is an extension of the original eating and therefore you don't need to make a brocha, and therefore this brisa that says shinu mokim tzorich levorich would not be a contradiction to Rabbi Yochanan, because shinu mokim tzorich levorich would be talking about fruits and vegetables, and when Rabbi Yochanan says shinu mokim ein tzorich levorich, it's only talking about wine. As we said before, the Gemara knew that Rabbi Yochanan held shinu mokim ein tzorich levorich even with fruits and vegetables, and therefore this brisa is indeed a refutation against Rabbi Yochanan. Continues the Gemara, Yosef of Idi bar Ovin Kameder of Chizdo. Now we're going to the sugya of shinui mokim bebrochas. You make a brocha rishayna, and you changed place from, you made a brocha in one place, you started eating, now you're going elsewhere. Do you have to make a new brocha rishayna? So Rav Idi was sitting in front of Rav Chizdo, Yosef of Chizdo uka Omar Mishmeder of Huna. Here Rav Chizdo said something in the name of Rav Huna. What did he say? How do Omris, this braisa we just quoted, Shinui Mokim Torich Levorich, that if you change place, you have to make a new bracha Rishayna, Leishonu Elomi Bayis Lebayis, it's only if you go from one home to the next, from one house to the next. Avon Mimokim Lemokim, but if you go from one place to the other in one house, Loi, that's not called Shinui Mokim. Omaleir of Idi Bar Ovin, Hocha Tanino Lei Bemasnita, Debei Rav Hinnik. This is exactly what we learned in a braisa that was taught in the Beis HaMedrash of Rav Hinnik. V'omri lo, and others say, b'masnita debei bar Hinnik, that in a braisa that was taught in the Beis HaMedrash of Bar Hinnik, kavoseich, exactly like you said, that shinui mokim is only mibayis lebayis, not mimokim lemokim b'chad beisa. Ve'elor of Huna masnita kumash melon. Now that you're telling me it was an explicit braisa that was either taught in the Beis Medrash of Rav Hinnik or in the Beis Medrash of Bar Hinnik, then what was Huna coming to teach us? Says the Gemara of Huna masnita le shemile. Rav Huna obviously didn't know it was a braisa. He said it on his own, and they told him afterwards that Rav Idi Bar Ovin told him that you, Rav Huna, you said this halacha on your own, but you should know it's an explicit braisa. Continues the Gemara, V'su Yosef Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda continued sitting there. U'ko'omar mishmei d'nafshei. This time he said halacha, not in the name of Rav Huna, regarding what's considered a shinui mokim. Rather, this time he said halacha on his own accord, in his own name. Hod omres shinui mokim tzorich levorich. This that we say, that if you go to a different place, you have to make a new bracha rishayna. Lo omron elo bedvorim she'enon tu'unin bracha l'achareen bimkoimon. Only those things who the bracha that's made afterwards is not so attached to the place where you ate. It's not like bread, where there's birchas hamazon, or grains, or shivas haminim, where there's what we call alamichyo, me'ein sholish, where you have to make your bracha achareena bimkoimon, where you ate, and over there, that's different. But in a case where it's not, that means if it's water and other fruits and vegetables, where the bracha achrona is a boron nefashos, lo omron elo, only in those cases, bidvarim she'ein tu'unin bracha l'achrein b'mekoimon, water, fruits and vegetables, which are not from the shivas haminim, that do not need a bracha achrona in the place where you ate, necessarily. Even if you go away, you don't need to come back to bench. You can say the bracha achrein of bone foshes wherever you remember, or wherever you've gone. Then it's true that those things like water and fruits and vegetables, then if you change your place, then that's it. Then you've no longer, you're disconnected from your original eating. You have to make a new bracha rishayna. Aval dvorim matunin bracha al achareim bimkaimon. But all those things like bread, grains, shivas haminim, where you have to bench where you ate, then those things, if you go and change your place, but you haven't finished eating, ein tzorich levorich, then it's just an extension. Since you didn't bench where you were, it's so to speak, you're just extending where your original eating, and you do not need to make another bracha rishayna. So this halacha of shinui mokim tzorich levorich doesn't apply to grains, to alamichya, to the shivas haminim. My tama, because lekviya kama hodar. Because you were fixed in your original eating. It's a fixed eating, and that's why the bracha achrona has to be where you ate. And therefore, even if you change your place, then you're just continuing your original kvios, and therefore you do not need to make a new bracha rishayna. And that doesn't mean he's going back to where he ate originally. No, that when he continues eating, he has in mind his original kvios, his original eating, and he's just continuing the original suda. But those things where you just make bone of ashes after them, then if you change your place, we don't say that now it's a continuation of what you had before. You drank a cup of water in one house, you go to another house. We don't say it's a continuation from there. No, you have to make a new bracha rishayna. That was what Rav Chisda, Rav Sheshes Omar, Rav Sheshes argued with Rav Chisda, and he said, Echod ze ve'echod ze tzorich levorich. Even where you need to have, even where you've eaten from the Shivas Haminim, and there's a bracha me'ein sholish after it, even there, if you move from one home to the next, you have to make a new bracha rishayna. Says the Gemara Meisvei. We're now going to ask a question against Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that only water and fruits and vegetables, only there, if you change your place, you have to make a new bracha rishona. Unlike shiva saminim, for example, wine, bread, etc., where you do not need to make a new bracha. Meisve, we learned in a brisa. Bnei chabura shahayu masubin lishtos. There was a group that were sitting together to drink, and we'll soon see that it's talking about drinking wine. V'okru raglem, they uprooted their feet, which means it was a type of drinking which was a very fixed type of drinking, which is a type of drinking that really needed, when you bench, you have to bench here. And in this particular case, they had reason to get up in the middle of their meal, in the middle of their drinking, and to leave, because they were drinking wine, therefore it's called uprooting. If you'll just have drunk a cup of water, it's not called uprooting. They could just walk out, make a bona fascius whenever, and that's it. But no, they were drinking wine, and in the middle, they had reason to get up. Why? Okru aglem, they uprooted their feet. Lotzi is likras chosne, likras kala, to go towards the chosne and a kala, which was a mitzvah. Then kashem yoitzim, when they leave, ein tu'unin bracha lemafreya, you do not need to make a bracha. Lemafreya means before you leave. You do not need to make a bracha achreina al hagefen for the wine that you drank. And kashem choizrim, when they come back, ein tu'unin bracha lekatchila, you don't need to make a new bracha reshena, even though there's a shinui mokim, even though you've changed your place. You've come back now to your original place, but even though you've changed your place, you do not need to make a new bracha reshena. And so that would be very good. That would comply very well with what we've seen till now, that regarding wine, you do not need to make a bracha reshena when you leave, when you have a shinui mokim. And that would actually conform very well with Rav Chisda. It would be an issue for Rav Sheshes. But no, the brisa hasn't ended. But medvorim, when is that true, that it's still considered as if you're anchored in your original place, you do not need to make a new bracha reshena? That's only if you left somebody who's eating or drinking with you, or somebody who was with you at the time, you've left them in the house, they're there, and then it's only part of the group, so to speak, has left, and you've left part of you behind, and then you come back, it's as if you're continuing. But if there was no elderly person or sick person that could not go out to do the mitzvah of going with the chosn and the kala, then when they leave, kashem yoitzim tu'nin bracha lemafreya, then before you leave, you have to make ala gefen. Or kashem choizrin, and when you come back, tu'nin bracha lekatchila, you have to make a new bracha reshaina. So what do we see from here? We see clearly that in the case that you do not leave over a zokin or a chayla, if there's none of your group left over, shinui mokim is tzorich levorich, even with yayin. And yayin is one of the things that have this special bracha, ala gefen, at the end of it. According to Rav Chisda said that anything that's got ala gefen, then there's no shinui mokim. This is a question against Rav Chisda. Let's see this inside. Midiktoni okru raglem, since the term used here, because it just says lishtois, maybe they're drinking water, and drinking water, everyone says that shinui mokim is an issue. No, since it says okru raglem, they have to uproot their feet, michlal, we can deduce from there, the bedvarim atunim bracha lachreim bimkoimon oskinon. We're talking about that what they were sitting to drink was something fixed and something that when they're finished, they have to make a bracha in their place. And what is that? That's wine. That's ala gefen. That's one of those brachas. So it's clearly talking about wine. And nonetheless, the Braisa says, the only reason you don't need to make a new bracha rishayna is because you left part of your group behind. Only then, when you leave, you do not need to make an ala gefen before you leave, or when you come back, you don't need to make a bracha rishayna. But in the event that you did not leave behind anybody, when you leave, you have to make a bracha achreina, and you have to make a bracha rishayna when you come back. This seems to be contrary to Rav Chisda, who says that in the case of wine, which is one of the things that tunin bracha lachrein bimkaimon, you need to make the bracha achreina in the place that you drank, that in that case you say there's no concept of shinui mokim. And over here you see clearly that there was a concept of shinui mokim. Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, Rav Nachman Beitzchok says as follows, Man Toni Akirois, this whole brisa here, that we just said now, that you had a group, there were Okar Raglem, but kids, this brisa that we're just quoting, that seems to be going like Rav Chisda, that seems to be going against Rav Chisda, you're right. But it's Rabbi Yehuda, it's a single, it's an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rav Chisda wasn't following Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Chisda was following the Chachomim, who argued with Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, because we learned in another brisa, Chaverim Shoyim Masubin, if you had a group of friends, group of people that were sitting, Va'okru Raglem, and they uprooted their feet, Leilich Lebeis HaKnesses, Lebeis HaMedrash, they went to the shul, they went to Daven, to learn, to hear a drasha. Kashem Yoitzim, when they leave, Ein Tu'unin Brocha Lemafreya. You do not need to make a brocha. You do not need to make a brocha achreina before they leave. Ukashem chayim when they come back ain't unin brocha lekatchila. And this is exactly like Rav Chisda said. Since it's okru raglem, we're talking about they were drinking wine or eating one of the shiva saminim, and therefore leaving the place does not mean that you're finished eating, and therefore you can leave. And when you come back or you continue elsewhere, you do not need to make a brocha rishena. Exactly like Rav Chisda said. Omer Yehuda, it was Rabbi Yehuda who added in and said, "Bamed Vorim Amurim." When is that true? Only Bizman Shenichu Shamiktas Chaverim. If you left part of the group behind, then it's considered as if you're still anchored in your original spot, and the change of place is not considered uprooted from your original place. Avaloi Nichu Shamiktas Chaverim. If you did not leave any of your friends behind, Kashem Yoitzim. Then when they leave, Tunim Brocha LeMafreya. You need to make a Brocha Achreina. Kashem Choizrim Tunim Brocha LeKatchila. When they come back, they need to make a new bracha rishena because of Shinui Mokim. So you see that it's only Rabbi Yehuda who says that there's an issue with making sure you leave part of the group behind. The Chachomim, however, didn't say that. The Chachomim said you do not need a bracha rishena if you are okru raglem, if you're talking about a case where it's not water and fruits and vegetables, one of the shiva saminim, then the Shinui Mokim is not an issue. Elo taima de bedvorim atunim brocha lachrem bimekoimon, dukashem yoitzim ain't unim brocha lemafreya, ukashem choizim ain't unim brocha lekatchila. The truth is that any of those things that, like shivas aminim, wine, grains, that you have to make an alamechia afterwards, bimekoimon, in that case, shinui mokim is not an issue. Aval dvorim she'ain't unim brocha lachrem, but those things that the bracha achroina is a bone of foshus, like water, fish, eggs, fruits and vegetables, afilu l'rabbonon, even according to the rabbonon, kashem yoitzim tu'unin bracha l'mafreya, ukshem chayzin tu'unin bracha l'katchila. Now the Gemara is saying, okay, you've taken care of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is following Rabbi Yehuda. It's following, sorry, the Chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa is the same as Rabbi Yehuda in this Braisa, and he says that even regarding wine, there is an issue of Shinui Mokim unless you left part of the group behind. But what do we see from this brisa? That we also see, let's go back to the Chachomim. The Chachomim say that only those things that are okru raglem, that have a special brocha after it, ala michya, then in those cases, Shinui Mokim is not an issue. But what can we deduce from here? That any food item which is not from the Shiva Saminim, any food item that the brocha achreina is bona fascius, for example, then if it's the bracha achrein is bona fascius, in that case, then Shinui Mokim is an issue. The Gemara says, if so, I've got a brisa against Rabbi Yochanan. We said before, Rabbi Yochanan says that Shinui Mokim ain't tzarich levarich, and as we explained before, Rabbi Yochanan holds Shinui Mokim ain't tzarich levarich even by bona fascius. Even water, you have a cup of water in one place, or you have an apple in one place, you move to another place, you don't need to make a new bracha rishayna. Here you see clearly in this brisa that the Chachomim hold that the only reason that you don't need to make a new bracha rishayna is because they were okru raglem. They were engaged in a meal that was substantial, that was significant, that needed a bracha achreina b'mkaimon. So let's refute Rabbi Yochanan from this brisa. Asks the Gemara, okay, v'lav mi sivna chod zimna. Have you not refuted Rabbi Yochanan already once? At the top of Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, we already refuted him. Says the Gemara, neima miha nami tevetiufta. You're right, I know that you refuted Rabbi Yochanan from one brisa, but maybe here's another refutation from another brisa. Omer l'cho Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, no, Rabbi Yochanan will answer as follows, that in this brisa, it could be that exactly the Chachomim would have held exactly the same, even if it wouldn't have needed okru raglem, even if it would have been just irregular water, fish, fruits and vegetables, even then it could be the Chachomim will hold you don't need to make a new bracha rishayna. If so, why is the Braisa talking about only a case of that hoyu masubin v'okru raglem, they were drinking wine, or they had something with a significant bracha achreina, and only in that case the Braisa was talking about not needing a new bracha rishayna after shinui mokim. Says the Gemara, Hu adin afilu dvarim she'ein tu'nin bracha l'achrayim b'mkoimon, even those things that do not need a bracha in their place, for example, water, etc. Nami ein tzorek tzichin nevarich. It could be they agree shinui mokim is not an issue and you do not need a new bracha rishayna. V'hodik tani, okra aglem. And the reason that this price is talking about okra aglem, which is talking about, let's take it wine, for example, is not in order to impress on us a detail regarding the Chachomim. Not to tell us that the Chachomim only say this halacha regarding wine, not regarding water. No, it could be, of course, as far as the Chachomim are concerned, the same would apply to water, which would not be considered okru. But loydiach ha-koychud Rabbi Yehuda, but in order to teach us a chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda, dafilu dvorim shetunim brocha l'achreim b'mkoimon, when Rabbi Yehuda makes a disclaimer and says that the only time that ain't tzorich l'vorich, you don't need a new brocha rishayna, is only if you left part of the group behind. Don't say that's only true if you are drinking water or eating apples. No. Even in a case where it's okru aglem, even in a case of wine and similar things like wine, even there Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you don't leave somebody behind, then it's called a hefsek and you need to make a new bracha. Even those things like wine, etc., time, it's only because they nichu miktas chaverim, it's only because you left some of the group behind that you're still anchored in the place you made your original bracha, therefore you don't need a new bracha rishayna. If you did not leave part of your group behind, then kashem yoitzim, even in the case of wine, when they leave t'unim bracha l'mafreya, you need to make a bracha achreino, or kashem choizrim t'unim bracha l'katchila, then you have to make, when they come back, they need to make a new bracha rishayna. Says the Gemara Tanya Kavaseid to Rav Chisda, coming back to Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda said that in the case of wine, then shinui mokim is not an issue, you do not need a new bracha rishayna. Says we're going to have a brisa like that. The brisa says chaverim shayim subin nishdis yain. There was a group that was sitting to drink wine v'okru raglem, and they uprooted themselves. They had to leave v'chozu, and they came back. Ein tzichim nevarich. They do not need to make a new bracha rishayna because the shinui mokim is not an issue for those things whose bracha achreina is not bayrin nefoshis. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.